Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com. It's your special guest host on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Cliff Central. Welcome to hashtag Tea on Cliff, the premium show that has to do with the development of township entrepreneurs, that has to do with the development of startup entrepreneurs. Wow, man. Tembisa is in the hood. Katlehong is in the room. Pretoria is in the hood. I mean, guys, I mean, I'll start with Bra Eric. Just how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling very well, man. I'm honored to be here. I like the energy. I mean, tea is going to rock.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Next up is Masilla. How are you feeling, bro?
I'm good, brother. It's good to be here. I mean, you know, it's a very, very good shift, you know.
Yeah.
It's about entrepreneurship. It's about ikasi.
Are you ready?
I mean, for sure, I was born ready, brother. Bring it on.
Next up, I've got Tumsani. How are you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm good, bruh. It's about time, yeah? It's about time.
I hope you're ready. He's even wearing a tie. He's the most formal guy.
And Ndotusulile namhlanje.
It's clean, dog. And I'm in the studio. I'm wearing my dress and all that stuff. I'm looking all Muslim, but hey, I'm having fun, man. To the far right, last but not least, we've got our heavy, heavy entrepreneur today. Tato, how are you feeling, bro?
Good as ever, bro.
Are you nervous? I see nerves.
No, I'm not.
Are you shaking?
I'm not shaking.
So, guys, welcome to Tea on Cliff. This show is for you. This show is for young entrepreneurs. This show is for guys that want to go into business. This show is for guys that want to develop themselves. This show is for just everyone. I mean, if you're in the corporate space, we're gonna be talking about different topics, about brand leadership. We've got our coach in studio, Eric, who runs one of the most successful shuttle businesses in South Africa.
Yeah.
We've got Tato in the room, is going to be sharing about his business. So, I mean, do tune in and retweet it and talk about us all over. I mean, you can tweet us on at cliffcentral.com. And I mean, feel free to call into the studio at 0861-555-189. I'll repeat, 0861-555-189. We are about to start the show. So I'm going to start it up with my man, Tato.
Yeah.
How are you, brother?
I'm great.
Man, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm Tato. I'm an entrepreneur from Tembisa. In events, our business is events. We push events, marketing. We have our own events and we also do promos.
Yeah. So how did the business start?
The business started right after I was involved in the Tembisa Beach Party last year. So we did that. It was successful. And I got approached by another Tato from Tembisa.
Oh, wow. So TNT. So yeah. I'd assume it's TNT?
No, it's M&T.
Oh, nice.
He's McDonald's.
Nice. McDonald's Tato. Yeah,
so he approached me. He wanted us to work because I told him I'm moving away from the previous company that did the beach party. I wanted to go solo. So he came. We spoke about it and then we started M&T.
Now tell me quickly. You're talking about the beach party and all this stuff. Before the beach party, what were you doing?
I was still in events, mostly it was church events and some small secular events.
Okay, so now tell me something. So now I'm thinking to myself quickly here, guys. What is the move now from church events all the way to beach parties, all the way to what you're doing now?
Events are events. It's still the same thing. It's still the same thing. Yeah. It's only change of music and change of venue.
So now tell us.
Is that what you're going to tell God on the day? Just change of music, God.
Judgment Day, pearly gates. Tato, my son, you have not been with hell.
Now tell him it was work. It broadened the ties anyway.
So, man, wow, man. Okay, now tell me something. When you started this business, did you have funding?
We didn't have funding. We started with the whole thing of let's push the event, let's get pre-sales. That was our first funding.
Oh,
pre-sale
okay.
tickets was our first funding.
So wait, you mean to tell me that you started this business with no money at all?
With nothing.
And you convinced people to actually buy into your business?
Yeah. The only money we had at that time was the money to do there was small little marketing to get banners done, get posters done for our first event.
So wait. These guys. But Eric, are you hearing this?
Yes, I'm hearing them. I like the spirit.
Yeah, man, the sheer zeal.
Yes.
This is the entrepreneurship that we're talking about here on hashtag Tea on Cliff.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys started with no funding. These guys started with no money. But now, how has it been? How has the journey been so long?
The journey has been good because... Even I think it's the type of events that we introduced into the township. So we built a following instantly. We had a following. We had people supporting our concepts. So that's why it was a bit easier to get money out of the first event.
So, I mean, what are these concepts? Just share a little bit of what, or past concepts, because, I mean, you don't want to give away any new concepts that you guys want to put out there. Next thing you know, it's stolen, yeah?
We have the kids picnic. We have the kids picnic, Bri, which is a family event which we bring into the township. It's about family wellness.
We're
building relationships between mother and child, and mostly it's to encourage small young mothers actually to have fun with their kids.
Oh,
and
wow,
have
nice.
Outdoor fun with their kids.
Lovely.
Whenever they go out, they leave kids at home. So we created this whole picnic thing so they can come out with their kids, have fun with their kids.
Oh, nice. And then just off the top of my head, where do you see MNT in the next 5 years?
In the next
just
5 years?
Just dream a bit. Yeah, like where do you see it in the next 5 years?
In the next 2 years, actually, I see MNT bringing international artists into the township.
Oh, nice.
Not into Gauteng, not into Johannesburg,
wow.
Into Tembisa, wow. Straight into Tembisa. Not the Dome.
Yeah.
Not Johannesburg, not Civic Center, wherever, into the township. We will be booking stadiums there in the township,
nice.
And bringing international artists.
Wow. And I mean, do you think there's a market for this?
There is a market. There is a market because it's high time these things come to the people, because always it's a matter of people having to go into the big cities to watch international artists. So when you bring these things to the people, it's easier for them to come support.
Yeah. If you had to have tea with one person that you admire, a person that you look up to, who would that be?
It's been about myself for a bit long now. I don't
You want this space.
Yeah, I want people to aspire or want to have tea with me, actually.
Lovely.
Wow, nice. No, but wait, I'm not going to let you off the hook. Who is that? I mean, wait, do you have any mentors?
True.
I do have mentors.
Okay, yeah.
One of them is a guy called Bulelani Balabala.
Listen to
this guy.
He's hijacking me.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, wait. There has to be that one premium individual. I mean, for me, it was Nelson Mandela, unfortunately, because of what happened. But, I mean, who is it for you? Like, you know, that one guy. I mean, even if it's not like this huge thing, but just that one guy that you'd like to then talk to. Maybe even if it's just to share ideas or...
I think it would be between Patrice and Sbu.
Wow.
Yeah. So wow. Whoever would be available on that day, I'd have tea with him.
So just tell us quickly, what events do you have coming up?
I have Tembisa Queens of Style. It's this week, this Saturday.
Oh, wow. Just tell us more about the events.
It's a lifestyle lounge and it's an expo for mainly female hustlers who are pushing businesses in the township, selling clothes, designing their own clothes, jewelries, and also for professionals who are in the corporate space to come in and bring in some advice into the township.
Yeah, I mean, just give me your views on this. Because one of the things that he's pointed out here is how he collaborated. Because when I think of events, I think that party at whatever XYZ club.
Yeah.
I think about that outdoor event or whatever event. But he's talking about something different here. He's talking about the development of township entrepreneurs, in a sense, which is what this show is all about.
Yeah.
He's talking about how he was able to fuse the event side of business and get these guys coming there with their stalls and previewing the businesses. Just what do you think on that, Bra Eric? What do you think of that?
Well, I think from the first go, I must congratulate you for what you're doing, brother.
Thank you.
It's
thank
good.
You, sir.
Having to have done an event without actually having money, I mean, they say... Everybody want to be in business. They always want funding. Funding is overrated. And I want to say congratulations to you. So what I think about your event is that it's actually good. I mean, they say stories sell and facts tell. So I think what you want to do, you're going to have to be able to sell your story to people. I mean, they know about DS Boo in Tembisa. For if you want to be able to then attract international artists from the wherever they are over the world. You're gonna have to start creating the stories about Tembisa and be able to then share the stories. And as a result, what people they'll want to do, that they wanna come and say, okay, if it's DSB, where does it come from? Where did he sleep? Now you do it then a tour around the area where Sbu or where whoever is from Tembisa they've went to school. So you are then combining the touring, then the events as well. And also what you need to do is that. You need to create what we call the wow factor about your events. What is the wow about your events? I will say, when I was telling with Blan about last time, I said, you're going to have the wow budget. The wow budget is the budget when you say, okay, when somebody comes to your events, what do they, when they come, do they say, oh, wow, is this thing really impressive or what? So you want to create, and wow is actually simple. It's actually even cheaper. I mean, one thing you can do, since Bulelana is running the Intercessor Army, what you can do, you can get the branded watch or a pen of that particular artist or whoever is coming to your event.
Yeah.
So you make it personal. You know.
So Brayrick, I want to catch you there. The reason why I'm cutting this man there is because he's actually going to be sharing more of these strategies. So I don't want everything to be stolen away. Okay. But wow. What do you think of that, Masilo?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that we fail to understand, especially from people from the township, you know, it's creativity. What this gentleman right here, he's showing is that potential of creativity, you know. And when you ask yourself, what is creativity? Is that power, that ability that people possess that is untapped, you know. And what Bra Eric is doing as well is creating that spectrum of showing that even the township is possible. You know, you don't have to come from Sandton, you don't have to come from anywhere else in the world, but use the very same opportunities that you have, the very same predicaments that you have in the township, so that you can create an end result that can be sold to people, you know. So I think it's a very good concept that he came up with, you know. Such things, when you hear people talking about them, spending time with kids, spending time, people actually don't have those things, don't have that time to spend time with their families, go out there, invest in their children, and spend some quality time. So I think it's a very good initiative that he came up with.
So Tato, I've got two last questions for you. you know, when you come from the township and you hear the term you're in trouble. But Tato, just tell us quickly, man, what would you say to the young kids in the township? Because I mean, I'm sure there's so many young kids that are looking up to you. What would you say to those young kids just to inspire them?
Let's trend knowing that we're making a difference. Let your swag have direction. Give it some direction. Don't chase fame, empty fame, actually. Yeah. So let's trend knowing that we're building towards something.
Yeah. And then one last thing, because this is the one thing that I always want to cut into the fair essence of this great thing. What keeps you inspired?
What keeps me inspired is knowing that I wasn't here to add numbers.
Wow.
I'm here for something. And every day I wake up and push to discover bits and pieces of that something.
Wow.
Isn't that what we say? This is our new turn up. Pushing businesses is the new turn up.
Yeah, the new turn up. Yeah, the new turn up.
Making money is the new turn up.
Nah, man. Tato, we thank you. Thanks for making time out of this man's busy day to cut into the schedule, and we honor you, brother. Yeah, thanks very much
for the opportunity.
Thank you, bro.
It's your special guest host on CliffCentral.com.
You back on hashtag T on Cliff. Wow, that was phenomenal, guys. I mean, we had Tato just now talking about his events business, and I mean, he's talking about, don't miss it. The first one is on Saturday, this coming Saturday, happening in Tembisa. It's called Queens of Style. Now, coming up next is a beautiful segment where we give young entrepreneurs, or all entrepreneurs from all walks of life, the opportunity to pitch their businesses online. The whole idea around pitching is this. Imagine you were caught in an elevator with either Gareth Cliff or Richard Branson or Elon Reyes or even DJ Spoo, and you only had a minute or even 60 seconds to pitch your business, and you had to make it count. So this is the platform that we give for that. The guys would be then winning they'd be winning a ticket to the upcoming T event, and then they'd also win another beautiful gift prize. So up first on the line, we've got Dorcas from Tembisa. Wow. Dorcas, hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you, Dorcas?
I'm good, and you?
Wow, man. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. So, Dorcas, you've got exactly 120 seconds.
Wait, let me get the timer ready.
So, we're getting the timer ready, right? Okay. Are you ready, Dorcas? Are you ready?
Count it down.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, you've got exactly 120 seconds to pitch your business. And your time starts, I'm going to count you down from five, right? Your time starts
okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Hi, everyone. I'm Dorcas Masidisho. I'm based in Tembisa. The name of my business is Lema Hair Nail and Beauty Spa. I started in 2011. The aim to start my business was to help the community. Okay, our services, we render the body massages, facial treatments, waxing, makeup, nails. The aim to start the beauty spa in Tembisa was like most people, they think the spa is a luxury thing. So I wanted to teach them like it's not about a luxury, but it also helps in healing. Like people who have arthritis, people who have depression, people who have stress, we also help them. And we also groom people to take care of their nails as well. And also beauty, it's not about ladies or women only. Also grooming men to take care of their nails, take care of their skin. And also
Your time cuts out now, Dorcas.
Thank you very much, Dorcas.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You see, the thing is, it's pitching, so you have to make it count. That 120 seconds has to count. So, Jokers, we're going to cut you off now, but please stay on the line to hear some credible advice from our brand coach here in the studio. And then if you have one, we'll then give you a call later. Thank you very much, Dorcas.
Thank you.
Thanks. Wow, Dorcas. Guys are doing great things in the township, eh?
Yeah, man.
Up next, we've got Kensani. I believe Kensani is from the Tembisa. Is it Tembisa? Yeah, I think it's the Tembisa. You'll clarify. But I think Kensani is from the Tembisa area. Kensani.
Good afternoon. Tembisa. How are you?
How are you, Kensani?
I'm well, and you, Gudanani?
Good. Kensani, we were speaking...
Wait, why does Kensani have a sexy voice? Kensani is a pitcher. You're not here to share. Hi, Kensani. Change the tone.
Afternoon to everyone, Dave.
Hi, Kensani. So, Kensani, you know a bit about pitching, right? You've got 120, I hope you know a bit about pitching. You've got 120 seconds to tell us about your business. So, make this count. Imagine you were pitching this to who these guys that do these big events in Joburg and South Africa. Yeah, imagine you were pitching this to big concerts, or you were pitching this to your Alon Rays or your Smoo or whoever. Your time begins. I'm going to count you down from four, right? Or five. And then you're going to go 120, not 20 minutes, Kensan, 20 seconds. So your time starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
My company name is Guatensa, which concentrates on events and decor. And we do events management, event and equipment hiring, and event design and catering. And we do cards and program design for everyone who's either want to invite people to the event, we do that for them. And then what we concentrated on is making a difference in the same way as putting a smile in the person who will be hosting the event. So part of the business is always making an interaction with a person and making a relationship with them to understand them before you even do something for them. So when you make that relationship with a person, you understand what they need. And then later on, you will give them whatever that will satisfy them to their best level. So what I want to pitch on is that events is not about having that one day and forgetting about it. It is something that will create a memory for everyone. So that is the reason I started the company. And my biggest highlight was having to do it for Putin Mahanyela. And for me, it was the biggest step into a brighter future to know that when you do something, you'll be remembered for. So in the same way, it's always knowing that you'll be the first person that they think of when they think of an event that they're going to do. It might be a funeral, it might be a wedding, it might be a kid's birthday party.
Kensani, I have to cut you there because it's exactly 120 seconds. How do you feel after the pitch?
I feel so great. Thank you.
Wait, is this your first time pitching on air?
Yes, it's my first time.
Wow. Please hashtag T on Cliff and tell as many people as possible about this. But we're going to cut you off now. And
please stay on the line.
Mr. Eric, our incredible, amazing business coach, supreme African quality, national treasure, is going to be giving you guys credible advice on how to pitch better, grow your businesses, and move forward. Are you happy about that? Kensani? Kensani's gone. Oh, you're still there. You are still recuperating from the pitch. No, it's all right. So, thank you very much, Kensani. Bra Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Before this man comes in, I need to share a little bit about this man. This gentleman started off with nothing. Started Temrik, which is now known in Africa, by prolific, powerful, prominent guys that travel in and out of this country. This man started as his own driver, then moved up the ranks. He bought multitudes of a fleet of vehicles over the years, developed different business models, but it doesn't even stand there. This is the founder of a movement called UBB, Unusual Business Breakfast. So these are the guys that are going to have business meetings under a bridge. These are the guys that set up meetings on a bush somewhere. It's business unusual. He gets CEOs to come wearing their shorts, wearing crazy things. And I mean, this guy hasn't just stopped their social entrepreneurship. It was this guy went back to the development of entrepreneurs. He's been coaching people. He's spoken on multitudes of at the NAC. He's spoken at the state there. He's spoken. Hey, my man, this man is. Let's just give him a round of applause, gents, in the studio. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir. I feel honored. I really feel privileged to be here. And with the ladies that have been pitching right now, really, I think they've got capacity to be able to go wherever their mind want to be. With regards to Dorcas, I think Dorcas' speech was that it was lacking a little bit of that oomph. You know, I was just looking for the oomph. I think what she lacked in her pitch was what we call risk reversal. So risk reversal is, you know, in her pitch, I did not hear anything about say, okay, if you you want to, if you want to get a massage and you are from Tembisa, then we can come to you and give you for free. And then in return, when you see that the thing is good, you can be able to come and get an service from us. You see, Tembisa is a place where people, they are not used to massage and all those kind of nail polish. So you're going to have to do the risk reversal where you go there and say, well, I'm going to go and give it for free. You're going to be able to taste it. So, and also, I think she was a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
And but, you know, she's got a potential. I believe in her business. With regards to Kensani, I was looking for that personal touch in her pitch, and I found it. You know, she's talking about, you know, the events, they are more than building relationships. I mean, they are more than just events, but they build relationships. And also, what I think she can improve there, you're going to have to also leave a mark of integrity that will be able to speak when we are not there. So when I want to speak to Kensani, where do I go now? In the pitch, I did not hear that. So you're going to have to say, well, for more information, be able to come, go to our website or so ever. Okay. So I think that can be able to improve here. So you're going to have to appetize your investors with something they can be able to live. I mean, you can leave them with, understand? So yeah.
Wow.
Both of them, they're good, but if you want me to choose.
Yeah, I think ultimately it boils down to that.
Yes, yes.
Ultimately, it's going to bow down to who do you think. I mean, in this particular case, you were our Richard Branson, you were our Eric, you were the upper echelon, our investor. Who would you put money on? Or would you even put money on them?
Yes, I'll actually put money on both of them.
Okay.
But I think for the sake of competition in terms of having to choose.
It's women's month, Eric. Don't choose. Just one more day.
Sure. I will put money on both of them, I must say. But in terms of articulate, Kensan, I think she was more articulate about her business.
Yeah.
Which makes it more intriguing for me to say, well, I will go for her. But both of them, they're actually good. I will put my money on their businesses, all of them.
Nice. Wow. But no, you see, you're mincing the words a little bit because you're saying, telling us who the winner is, and then you're going back to Who is the winner?
The winner will be Kensani.
Wow, congratulations. Kensani, if you're out there, Kensani. Kensani.
Yes, I am.
How are you? You won. How do you feel?
I feel so great about it.
So this is what's going to happen. You've won yourself a free ticket to the upcoming Township Entrepreneurs event. You've even won yourself a spot to pitch at that particular event to win yourself business incubation with from Raise Corp worth 300,000 rand. And I don't know, I think I'll solicit Eric and see if he's willing to give you one-on-one coaching. How do you feel about that?
Wow, I'm delighted.
Nah, thank you very much, Kensani. Have a great, great time, yeah?
Thank you, and enjoy your day. And
thank you, thank you.
Okay.
Man, Dorcas.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Kensani took it, but we appreciate you participating. But this is not the platform to crush or diminish people's spirits. So Eric said, don't know if you were listening, but he spoke about the powerful things that you were talking about and the fact that he'd even be willing to invest in your business. So I encourage you to join us on the 19th of September in Tembisa, where we'll be hosting Township Entrepreneurs Alliance, where you'll be taught how to even pitch your business and move your business forward. And we're also going to give you a free ticket because there is no loser on Tea on Cliff. Thank you very much for taking part, Dorcas.
Thank you.
Please share it on Twitter, share it on Facebook. Have a good time. Well, guys, that's how we do it here on hashtag Tea on Cliff. And we're going to be moving forward with the program. But I mean, if any of you other entrepreneurs are out there, you'd like to pitch your business, you'd like to share your ideas and concepts with us, this is the platform for you. Finally, on national radio, on a national platform, we're giving opportunities to ordinary guys to move their businesses forward so that they end up becoming ordinary. After the break, we're going to be talking to our business coach, who's going to be sharing for us in a couple of minutes over his topic for the day, which is going to be very developmental. So wherever you are, get a notebook, get a notepen, take notes, get your mind ready. It's gonna go down on Strategy on T.
Good morning, gold MacBook. And you, silver MacBook. And you, space gray MacBook.
Let me finish.
You're all just so beautiful. Just look at your 12-inch retina display and force touch trackpad. Sleep now, my lovelies. I need to tell South Africa where to buy you.
Introducing the all-new 12-inch MacBook, now thinner and lighter than ever, and available at iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
This is CliffCentral.com.
We're back. We had to pay the bills. So coming back up, we've got Strategy. Strategy! Strategy. This is the thing that took my business to the next level. Strategy, the developmental, because we understand that you don't just need motivation.
Yes.
You need the essential strategies that are going to move us forward. So, Bra Eric, the platform is yours.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate this. Number one, when you want to take your business to the next level, you're going to have the goal. Goal to be able to say, well, my business, I wanted to take it to Johannesburg, I want to take you to Limpopo, I want to take you to Abronu, or wherever you name it. So, and how to get the goal is that you're going to have to set to have what you call the strategy, the what, the how, when, and who. What is the what? So what is the strategy that are you going to use to be able to get there? And then the how, the sequence of the strategy, what are you going to do to be able to get there? And then when, the deadline, when do you want to get this business to go? And then who, it speaks about the delegation. Who are you going to delegate? And for that, really, is that the strategy is quite simple. You're going to be able to target your market. What is your market that you want to get into? And you zoom what you call vertical thinking. You then zoom on that particular market and say, well, I'm not going to be distracted. I'm not going to be doubtful about anything else. I'm just going to be doing vertical thinking about my market and get there only. And then also what you need to do, you're going to have the strategy about getting the meetings. So people out there, when I always get Facebook's messages or emails, hey, bro, I want to meet you. I want you to coach me. But then, no, there's nothing that's want me to say, oh, that guy really impressed me, I want to meet him. So number one, when you want to have a meeting with anybody anywhere, you're going to have the date, the time, and the venue. All the time, if you send me a message, if you want to meet me, just say, Mr. Eric, I want to meet you on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at Sea Point, or in Santon, or in Tembisa for that matter, or at T. And then in that way, you will win my heart, because you are putting me in the corner and say, Eric, I'm not giving you option. I'm giving you a time. I'm giving you a venue. I'm giving you a date. And I will then say, okay, I'm not available on that date. I can give you this date. You see, in that way, then it becomes easier for you. And then what you need to do as well in your business for strategy, you need to look into what we call productive failures and non-productive success. Productive failure and non-productive success. So, productive failure is what we call something that can be able to push you for now. In the beginning, it's exciting, it's loving, you know, people, they love it, but then it's not taking you anywhere. So you're going to have what you call non-productive success. The non-productive success is sustainable. You can be able to take it anywhere. But in the moment, in the meantime, it's not actually yielding results at the moment. But in the near future, sustainability, it will be able to take you far. And then what we also need to do is that we need to be able to do what we call sell value. So I always say that don't be a parasite, but be a parachute, because a parasite is always...
Wow, yeah.
A parasite is always wanting to ask and suck my blood from me, but a parachute, if I put it out there, it will be able to take me up. So you're going to have to be a parachute. How then do you add value to somebody? So you want to be a person of value. How do we do that? We'll do that by creating what customer needs. A value is created by a customer. So find what customer needs and focus on that. Most of the people, what they do, they always focus on what they need as the entrepreneur. So, but they don't focus on the needs of the customer. So I run shuttles company all over the country, but then sometimes even the cars that I actually use they are in my fleet, I can't even afford them, because they are not for me, but they are for those who can afford them. You understand? So you're going to have to be able to always look into the customers, as opposed to look into you as the person, because you will then be able to cripple the business if you only focus on yourself alone. And then one thing that we need to do is what we call optimization and maximization. So the maximization is that, what do you have in your hand? You look in the Bible, God asked Moses, what do you have in your hand? He had the staff. So what do you have in your hand? And then what you have in your hand, you use it to maximize your business. And then what you don't have, then we call it optimization. Then you optimize by calling Bulelani or by calling Masilo, and then they can be able to say, okay, cool, we can be able to assist you with this and that. And then your business can be able to go to the next level. So, and then also what we need to do, that we're gonna have to have what we call a relationship capital. Relationship is everything. Relationship they build our business. The relationship, the person that you meet today, in 10 years' time, they will be able to assist you. So don't burn your bridges. Don't burn your bridges, because you will be then kill your business. So you have to create a lot of relationships, because, I mean, they will be able to build your business. So, and then I think one thing that I can say to all the business guys that I want to do is that they're going to have to start. They say you sell it and create it. I mean, if you create it and sell it, then you are doomed for failure. So you're going to have to create your business. Make a hype about it, like Bulelani, what he did. Well, that was good. I must say, about the tea, because, I mean, most probably by the time when he spoke about tea, he never even knew who he was going to invite. But at the momentum went on, and then people, they saw, oh, this is good. We want to come. Somebody was coming from, I think, he was in PE, whatever. But because you created the hype, you create it. When people, they want it, then you build it.
Yes, sir.
As a result, you never fail.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the simple things that I can just like share with guys. But what the main thing I can say, the what, the how, the when, and the who. The what being the strategy in your business, and then the how, and then being the sequence on how you're gonna do it, and then the when, the deadline on how. I mean, when do you want this to happen? And then the who, who's gonna be doing what? Delegation of some sort. So yeah, that's how what I can share.
Wow. Now that's powerful, but Eric. But hold on, I want to ask you something.
Yes.
What keeps you inspired?
Well, I think what keeps me inspired really is leaving a legacy, you know, to leave a mark of integrity that will speak when I'm not there.
Wow. And then, I mean, how do people get a hold of you, sir?
Well, they can get a hold of me on Twitter as at Mashale, T-E-M-A-S-H-L-E-T-E.
Okay.
Or they can email me at ericm@tamrig.coza.
And then if they want to book a shuttle or whatever other services, yeah, promote that. It's the platform for that, yeah?
Well, the thing is, I mean, yeah, I will say about the shuttle services that you mentioned that I'm really doing well in the country. We are actually not doing the country now. I think I'm starting to develop myself more beyond my space where I'm at. The country is so small. Then I'm going to Africa now, my brother. And I'm creating a company called Africa Ride, where then we will then be looking into African people. I mean, you've heard of companies like Ooh, they come here and then bring some app whatsoever,
yeah,
but then
yeah.
they don't cater for you. So then now I bring that bridge where I'm saying, Africa,
now you're coming with something
ready.
Else. Okay.
yes.
Wow,
so
wow,
then
wow.
I think in the next few weeks, then we'll be launching that particular transport company where we'll be giving these guys a run for their money.
Wow. So, hey, Temrik, the new bigger than Uber. I hope they're listening.
Yeah, don't give them a free advert.
No. We thank you, Bro Eric, for your insert. This is the gentleman who's going to be with us continually on the show, just encouraging and developing entrepreneurs more than anything. We appreciate you, sir, for
yes.
coming through. But more than that, I just want to get you. Is there something on your mind?
Yes. I mean, I don't know if you were coming on the UBB side of things. I mean, because that's one of my business.
Yes. Tell us about that. Tell us about that.
I mean, you have mentioned about, I mean, having the business breakfast at the bridge or whatever. So one of the businesses I own is called Unusual Business Breakfast. What we do, we host business breakfast at unusual places and we do it differently.
What does that mean?
It means that, you know, you can have a breakfast and then not even intimidated by anybody who's wearing a tie and a suit. So what we're going to do is that on the 31st of October, we're going to have an unusual business breakfast in an aeroplane all the way from Joburg to Cape Town. That's what I want.
Whoa. Wait, hold on.
Breakfast
I don't know if you guys
plane.
In the... No, I don't know. Hold on. What you are basically saying is that for... Okay, I'm at a loss for words because you guys are going to be networking
yes.
and having business on a plane.
Yeah,
Jeezing.
In the plane.
Okay, no, explain a little bit more about this.
So what do we want to do is that we want to give a chance to a black child from Tembisa, a black
nice.
Child from Alex, those who have never been in a plane before and say, well, we will be able to sponsor you guys to come in the plane and experience and meet with CEOs of these big companies in the plane itself.
Wow.
And... I think that deserves a round of applause.
No, that deserves more than a round of applause. And then tell us, Bro Eric.
And then not only that, is that when we are in the plane, I mean, we will be doing activities and comedies. But when we land in Cape Town, what then do we do? Then I created what we call value proposition. Then we then, since I own a shuttle company, Africa Ride, it will take everybody who was in the plane to go to Table Mountain. And we're going to pitch a tent there and gaze in the city. When we see there, we finish our business there. So it's an experience.
What an experience. So, I mean, if people want to get in touch with that, or if people want to jump into that, what do they do?
Yes, they can actually email me on ericm@temrik.co.za. We will be having a press conference this week. So I don't want to preempt everything. So we'll be having a press conference where we'll be able to give all the details like on the and the prices, everything like this week or so.
Wow. Now that's entrepreneurship, gents. But one thing I want to throw out there, because you see, the topic of entrepreneurship is a topic that's very relative.
Yeah.
People take entrepreneurship as this, entrepreneurship as that. Everybody has got their own ideas of what entrepreneurship is. So I'll start with Masilo. What does the term entrepreneurship mean to you? Or rather, what is entrepreneurship for you or to you?
You know, as you're saying that, entrepreneurship is something that is very relative. You know, it's like defining success. If someone would say, what is success? What do you understand about success? One person would define it as, is when I have achieved my goals. It's when I have done A, B, C, D. And I believe that entrepreneurship is the ability to take a risk of stepping into new grounds, breaking new grounds.
Wow.
Breaking new grounds.
Wow.
Where people have not yet stepped in.
Mm.
I
Man.
Believe that's entrepreneurship.
Wow, that's powerful.
That's good.
Next up, what's entrepreneurship to you, Dumsani? What's entrepreneurship to you,
I'm not
bro?
Sure if I want to go after Masilo, hey? But as a creative, I think entrepreneurship is standing out.
Okay.
Is doing what was placed inside of you. It won't be normal because you are different as a person, you know. And you should just do what's inside of you. Bring out what's already been placed in you. I think that's what entrepreneurship. And as a creative, I think it's just doing the thing that flows with you, because you'll find a market, you'll find people then who buy into what you are doing. So I think that's what entrepreneurship is for me.
Wow. Nana, Tato.
I think it's similar to what they're saying. Find the gap.
Why not your cop, Anton? Why not your cop?
Now cop must see. Find the gap. Find the gap and make it pay you. Let it make money.
Yeah, that's actually a good selling point. Find the gap and make it pay you.
Yeah.
We tried being philosophical about that one. Find the gap and let it pay you.
Now, a gentleman who's just jumped into the studio with us, Tulani. Tulani, just come close to the mic quickly, bro. What is entrepreneurship to you? Quick, before we cut out.
I think on a superficial level, it's solving problems for profit. And that's pretty much it.
Yep.
Wow, okay. Hey, these guys are heavy hitters in the room right now. So we're gonna cut up for a break. But before we do, we wanna honor someone who's out there listening to our show, Sally. Sally says this show is refreshing and encouraging. Anything is possible, loving it. Guys, please
keep
tweeting.
Thank you very much, Sally.
Wow, Sally, thank you. We love you, Sally. Keep listening. Share the show with the other guys, retweet it, tag people, jump onto WeChat, listen to us, call in on 0861-555-189, or you can follow us, or you can tweet us on CliffCentral.com, CliffCentral.com, or you could then hashtag us on hashtag TOnCliff. We're live, baby, and we're going to promote and develop entrepreneurs.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, guys. Hello, we're back. And in the studio, we've got one magnificent gentleman. This gentleman's name is Tulani from Five Star Fire. Tulani, man, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, bro. Just tell us quickly, who is Tulani? What is your business? Tell us who you are, what you're all about.
Tulani is 25-year-old from Tembisa, born and bred, butter, toast, there and eaten in Tembisa. I was raised by two parents, Xhosa women, very religious, traditional dad, very conservative guy. Went to primary school in Space Age Academy, moved on to Premier Primary School, did my high school in Northview High School. I started my first business in high school, actually, and both the businesses I did in high school, none of them are formal.
Nice.
So the first the first one meant, because there were girls who couldn't run to the tech shop to get their own lunch, I would make them pay like 50 cents each
making
person.
The problems pay you.
Exactly.
Wow, okay.
So imagine if you had like 10 people, that would fund at least half of your lunch. But that wasn't like proper money for me. So I moved on to being like a loan shark in inverted programs. Like,
hey, my man, whoa. You were a loan shark in school?
Dude.
Tell us a little bit about, you never got into any trouble?
Not really, no. In fact, this was built on like zero knowledge of how interest rates worked. But fortunately, so did my target market. So
so you basically could charge whatever you wanted
exactly.
to charge.
Exactly. And I made more money from that than I got from home.
What?
That business stopped when I finished high school.
Oh.
You know, in varsity, you meet people who are probably like slightly smarter than yourself. And the first business that we did with my friend, which was formal, was actually a construction company, which was registered in 2009. But that never took off.
Okay.
We did that for like 4 years, throwing money in, and nothing came out of it. We made a lot of mistakes, and a lot of invaluable lessons came out of it. And you know, Einstein defines insanity as doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So I figured maybe if I partner with people that have been in business, ran successful businesses, then it would yield like positive results. So I partnered with those guys called the Awetu Project, which is a business incubator. And the first business we started was in 2013, which was a car wash. We started in Constitution Hill, which is where our offices are. And in less than a month, we expanded into the Maboneng Precinct, which is in the east side of Johannesburg.
Wow.
In 3 months, I had 5 employees in the car wash.
In 3 months?
Yeah. And then I did that until last year in March. And in 2014, we started Five Star Fire. So what Five Star Fire is, it's a fire protection company, and we specialize in the supply and servicing of fire equipment. And we do this using a mobile unit, which is SABS approved. So what sets us apart from our competitors has to do with three things. It's speed, quality, and customer service. So when it comes to speed, because we have a mobile unit, meaning all the servicing can be done on site, nothing leaves your site, it means our turnaround time is improved. And when it comes to quality, because we use technology to push our drive for quality, meaning all the technicians have like a mobile app on their phones with a rigorous checklist. meaning it leaves practically no room for error. And when it comes to customer service, because we, what we call our five-star promise, yeah, just derived from our name, is what ensures the number one fire customer
achievement. So just tell us quickly, what's in store for five-star fire in the next 5 years, brother?
So I'll tell you, in the next 15 years, we're trying to grow the biggest fire protection company in SA. Nice. But in the next 5 years, in fact, what we're working on right now is scaling the business. We're still trying to figure out what scaling means and how we're going to go about it. Nice. But in the next 4 years, we're trying to go from this one unit that we have replicated to like 10 units in the next 4 years.
So wow.
I'm thinking we'll only be sitting at like 6, 7.
No, that's brilliant. Yeah. And it's I know it's a little bit short, but I mean, wait. What keeps you inspired?
It's just the desire to succeed, I suppose. And success is not only defined by the accumulation of wealth of stuff. Well, stuff is there for us to enjoy that. But I mean, if we can inspire other people out there and just bring in positive change using entrepreneurship. I mean, one of our mottos in OH is that we're trying to build a country where people will be proud of living in, using entrepreneurship to drive that change. So,
yeah. Wow. Now give it up for Tulan. What's your Twitter handle, bro?
I'll give you the company too. I'm very big on social media.
So.
It's at 5 Star Fire.
At 5 Star Fire.
One word. And then Facebook is 5 Star Fire, like 5 Star Fire.
Nah, man, we wish you well in your business. We'd like to have you back here when you're talking about the billions that you have in the next couple of months or the next couple of years. You never know with your entrepreneurs. But this is the gentleman that won at our previous tea event. He pitched his business and he got this great opportunity. And we're going to be collaborating with him more on many other opportunities. So for whatever fire equipment or fire related or protection or safety requirements you'd like to talk about, please call this gentleman or go to their Twitter at 5 Star Fire. And then coming up next quickly, it's Dumsani with the opportunities. Hit us, sir.
Opportunities. Well, this Friday, it's the hookup dinner happening. Please follow them on their Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter handle. And then we have on the 31st of October, the unusual business breakfast with Thabo Mashele. You can follow him on his Twitter handle, Mashele T. And on the 19th of September, we have T. And this is for all people who are based in Ekurhuleni. They're offering interns to anybody who has a business, a registered business that is running. They're offering you guys interns and they will pay them. I'll say that one more time. The unusual breakfast on the 31st of October, tea on the 19th of September, the hookup dinner this Friday, and interns for anyone who has a business in Ekurhuleni area.
And the amazing segment that's going to get us charged up next, we've got Masilo, known to the many South Africans, many young people all over the country as Mr. Masilo Speaks. Mr. So, sir, Bulelani, the platform is yours. Charge us up.
Close it out.
Bulelani, first of all, I'd just like to appreciate this opportunity. Yes, you know, you and I are brothers. You know, we're friends. And, I mean, Dallas Khuba, and we know what it's like to start from the bottom, you know. And from many other speakers that have spoke, I think there are two things that are in common about us. Number one, we know where we come from. Number two, it's quite clear where we know we're going, you know. And I often tell people, young people especially, that things do not end wrong. They start wrong. From the lesson the entrepreneur just spoke right now, he said that me and my friend registered a business that was not running. We invested in the business and it never brought about results. So the problem was not the end. It was about starting. So the question is, how do you start as a young person? We say that we come from Itembisa, we come from Soweto, we come from anywhere else in the world. But the question is, are we going to die where we come from? Because we need to understand something about wealth. They often say that there's a difference between being rich and being wealthy. Most of us as young people, we want to understand that being wealthy, it's about creating a legacy, it's about making a change in people's lives, and it's about investing in people and creating results that are positive in people's lives. So the question that I'm posing to young people is that, is your why big enough to be able to sustain your business? Is there a profitable business that not only makes money, but also, I mean, invest in people's lives, you know? So when we speak about the word working, when you analyze this word work, W-O-R-K, it simply says wealth of righteous knowledge. So it all brings about the knowledge that you have, what you have learned, the principles that you have applied in your life. Do they work out? Is it positive? Do people learn from those mistakes? Do people have to then pass on the baton and make sure that other people learn from that? So at the end of the day, as entrepreneurs, we are the leaders and we must start reading, invest in ourselves, and then, I mean, aluta continua, my brother.
Wow. Could you just quickly break something down for us?
Sure.
Break anything down. I know you're good at breaking stuff down. Quickly, quickly, quickly. We don't have time. Break it down for us.
I often tell people that we are not poor. The word poverty, when you analyze it, poor, P-O-O-R, it simply says passing over opportunities. When you see a poor man on a traffic light, it's a result of his thoughts. So it all begins in your mind. Whatever that your mind can conceive, you will receive, you will live it. It's a true testimony of who you are.
Wow, guys, that's it for today. Thank you for joining in on the show. You can follow us on at joinus_T. You can follow me at Bulelani Bala. The hashtag is #TOnCliff. #TOnCliff. Thank you for joining in. Keep tweeting. Keep retweeting. Till we meet again. We love you. We thank you. Entrepreneurs, make money.
This is CliffCentral.com.